Hey folks, welcome to the WOW 101 podcast. I'm your host, James Jones. We'll get to your six right away. Our southern border, California, Texas, Arizona, guarding us from the Mexican country. It still remains crippled by the influx of migrants from the South. And when I say from the South, they're from South America. Some of them are even from Africa and parts unknown as they throw away their documentation before they cross the Rio Grande. Very smart. Thousands of Americans, we're not sure how many, the government doesn't know how many, are still trapped behind enemy lines as we have decided to leave Afghanistan after 20 years. And apparently we're going to leave some of our American comrades behind. Hurricane season, as you know, is upon us and bringing with us probably worse hurricanes than we've seen in many years. Flooding, of course, is going to be disturbing our cities located along large river basins and, of course, the ocean and Gulf. The out-of-season derecho winds and whipping up tornadoes are also knocking on the door. Wildfires continue to plague not only the United States and the Western states in particular, but also Eastern Europe. COVID hospitalizations remain high for children. One brave doctor, can't mention his name enough, Dr. Jason Valentine, says he's not going to treat any patients with COVID if they have not been inoculated. Good for him. Please get your vaccine if your doctor will allow you to do that, and if you are healthy enough to take it. There seems to be no end in sight of this plague, so hang in there. I want you to know that this podcast has been inspired by the generous folks at Woodford Reserve. They've been making bourbon since 1812. And also, AOK Power Washing. Their number is 740-704-9575. Give them a call. They offer free estimates and demonstrations, and you only pay if you are satisfied. Once again, I would like to thank Woodford Reserve and their fine bourbon. And I'll also reach out to AOK Power Washing, 740-704-9575. Thank you. This is James signing out and letting you know that I believe all of you are important. All of your lives matter. We need every one of you because the end is nigh. God bless. I want to tell you, 53 years ago, my father died in the jungles of Vietnam. That was his third trip over there. He received a Congressional Medal of Honor in 1959 from President Dwight D. Eisenhower for some efforts he and his Ranger group did in the country of Panama. And at this time, I know that our veterans that have lost their lives over there in Afghanistan, and for some reason, it just reminds me a hell of a lot of Vietnam, you know, where lives are sacrificed, and then we just pull out. And I want you to know at this time that, you know, a 20-year war doesn't go on without somebody profiting from it. And I'm no longer going to make fun of my president, Biden. I did not vote for him, nor would I. But you did, and I got to look at it like I just didn't put enough effort into not getting him elected. But I'm not going to make fun of that man anymore. He's my president, and so I stand with him for as long as he is the president. I'm not saying that Donald Trump was any better. They both represent a very uber wealthy group of people, just two different groups, two different visions of what the world should look like for you and I, as we do have very little say unless we gather together. The people, I think this is very important for the families that have lost their loved ones in Afghanistan and Iraq. The people that gained the most during this 20-year conflict was the company Lockheed Martin. Their net gain was 1,236%. 1,236%. I have no idea how many zeros would go into the amount of money that is. I can't imagine it. Number two, Northrop Grumman. Their net gain was 1,196% over that 20 years. Number three, Boeing. Boeing's net gain was 975% over those 20 years. General Dynamics, their net gain was 625% over those 20 years. Raytheon, R-A-Y-T-H-E-O-N, their net gain was 331% over those 20 years. I hope it was worth the thousands of men and women that died so their shareholders could benefit. And I hope to hell that Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, General Dynamics, and Raytheon send their deepest gratitude to the families that lost their loved ones, to the young men who will grow up without fathers or mothers. And I know how difficult that can be from personal experience. I am an expert. My heart goes out to you, veterans. There's a toll-free number. I'm not going to give it to you because you know what it is. If you should have ill thoughts toward your own health, I want you to know that all of America is grateful for your efforts. We love you. We take pride in knowing you protected us, knowing you were brave enough to do what we did not have the courage to do ourselves. God bless you. All lives matter, especially you veterans.